Hello, friend. Alternatively, A-up or watcher, depending where you fall on the Mel B to Dick Van Dyke spectrum. Personally, I'm probably somewhere around the Andy Zaltzman area, if we're being realistic. Anyway, that part of the podcast straight in the bin as we move towards the quiz portion. It is the quiz cupboard. I am John, your host and question writer. As is sometimes my wont on occasion, I've attempted some mild innovation in a couple of this week's four rounds, starting with round one, which is called Broken Karaoke Machine. The story is I had a party with some famous singers who obviously wanted to sing their own songs for everybody, but the karaoke machine I hired was playing up and served them the wrong backing tracks. So what we've ended up with is the vocals of one song and the music of another. It's a point for each song title you can give me. Don't worry about the artists unless you just like to worry. Here's the first one, in any case. So you get the idea. I think we can safely use the word mashups if we are comfortable with that. Just the names of the two songs there. What songs vocals were you hearing and what songs backing music were you hearing? Both well-known tracks. Number two is this. Some people call me the space cowboy. Some call me the gangster love. Some people call me Maurice. Cause I speak of the pompousness of love. There we go, that's number two. Two answers, please. Now, before number three, a warning that they don't all sound as good as the first two do, in my opinion. Here's number three, anyway.
It's bigger than you are not me. The lengths that I will go to, the distance in your eyes. Oh no, I've said too much. I set it up.
So yeah, that's number three. Basically, I'm using the lyrics of the vocals of verse one for all of these. Number four, we're continuing along the actually don't sound very good theme with this one. Bear with me. Come to decide that the things that I try to ruin my life is to get high on. When I sit alone, come get a little known, but I need more than myself this time. From the road to the sea to the sky, and I do believe that we rely on. When I lay it on, come get to play it on, all my life to sacrifice. I think that's the hardest one of the bunch. Maybe you found it easy. Who knows? If so, well done. Number five is our last one, and it's this. I like this one.
Clock strikes upon the hour, and the sun begins to fade.
Those professional singers all kind of made that broken karaoke machine work for them, didn't they? Hope you enjoyed round one. Round two's after this snippet.
What does a turkey do when he flies upside down? When he flies upside down?
He gobbles up.
Of course.
He gobbles up.
When he flies upside down.
Round two's called Second the Best, appropriately enough. This is the round where you get more points for knowing the second best person, place, or thing in each category. You can only give me one answer for each. It's 2 points for the second placed answer, or 1 point if you want to play it safe and tell me the number one thing, which is often easier to know. Starting out with a TV question here, and the category is Friends characters mentioned the most times in episode titles. This is the sitcom, American sitcom, Friends. All of the titles of episodes started with the words "the one," and then it kind of describes what happens in the episode very briefly. And sometimes those episode titles mention the names of the characters. Can you tell me who has the most mentions in out of those six main characters in episode titles, or preferably the second most if you want 2 points, that is? Number two is line of succession to the US presidency. This is if the US president becomes incapacitated or dies or whatever, there is a protocol for who becomes the president. Number one will be that answer. And number two here will be the second in line, after the president to the US presidency in case of emergency. I just need the name of the job. If you can tell me the person currently, I will also give you that, bearing in mind it's March 2024 as this comes out. Number three is highest ranks in the British Army. Sort of a slightly similar one here. What is the highest possible rank in the British Army? Or the second? That's it. So the five-star rank, if we're going by the kind of international code, or the four-star rank in the British Army. 2 points for the four-star, 1 point for the five-star. You get it. Number four is clubs with the most European Cup and UEFA Champions League titles. This is in association football, the most prestigious trophy in European soccer. There are 23 different teams that have won since the first final in 1956, but who has won the most, or even better, the second most? I'm looking for the name of a club, a team there. And number five, staying in Europe, EU countries with the most British citizens living there. This is according to the most recent statistics I could find, 2019 statistics. According to the website Statista, which I trust very much, EU countries, EU member countries with the most British citizens living there. Remember, please, that the United Kingdom is no longer in the EU, so it doesn't count. You see what I mean, I'm sure. That's the end of the second the best questions. Round three after this. Which is called Two Clues for You to Choose Who. It's where you get a set of hard questions about five famous people, dead or not yet dead. Then you get an easy question about each of those same people, and it's 2 points if you already got it on the first set, or 1 point if you need that easier question. No shame in it, and no penalties for a wrong guess on the first pass, so fill your boots. Not sure what you're supposed to fill your boots with in that situation. Be creative. So the first pass, the more difficult question, start with question 1A. Who became the first official monarch of Great Britain following the unification of Scotland and England in 1707? Who became the first official monarch of Great Britain following the unification of Scotland and England in 1707? Number 2A, this is about a different person. Breakout film roles for which actor included baseball pioneer Jackie Robinson in 42 and soul singer James Brown in Get On Up? Breakout film roles for which actor included baseball pioneer Jackie Robinson in 42 and soul singer James Brown in Get On Up? Number 3A, another different person. Which singer has featured on the front of the Australian $100 note since 1996? That's it. Which singer has featured on the front of the Australian $100 note since 1996? The obverse side, if you are that kind of person, as opposed to the reverse. Number 4A, as of now, March 2024, who is the woman with the second most followers on Instagram after singer Selena Gomez? As of right now, March 2024, who is the woman with the second most followers on Instagram after singer Selena Gomez? And finally, 5A, finally for this first pass anyway. Born in St. Louis, Missouri, which poet, known for The Wasteland and The Hollow Men, won the 1948 Nobel Prize in Literature? 5A, one more time. Born in St. Louis, Missouri, which poet, known for The Wasteland and The Hollow Men, won the 1948 Nobel Prize in Literature? So, the next pass comes now. The B questions, which are, in my opinion, slightly easier. Or at least, you know, there's more information in them. So you may be more likely to get the right answer after this. That's 1 point if you do. Number 1B then. Olivia Colman won an Oscar for her performance as which historical figure in the 2018 film The Favourite? 1B this is. So the same person as 1A is the answer. Olivia Colman won an Oscar for her performance as which historical figure in the 2018 film The Favourite? 2B, we're staying on a similar theme here. Which Marvel star won a posthumous Golden Globe Award for his performance in the 2020 film Ma Rainey's Black Bottom? 2B, which Marvel star won a posthumous Golden Globe Award for his performance in the 2020 film Ma Rainey's Black Bottom? 3B is, the stage name of which Australian opera singer was a contraction of the name of her home city, the second largest in the country? The stage name of which Australian opera singer was a contraction of the name of her home city, the second largest in the country? I am looking for the stage name in answer to this. Number 4B, which star of reality TV show The Kardashians was described by Forbes magazine in 2018 as, quote, set to be the youngest ever self-made billionaire? Which star of reality TV show The Kardashians was described by Forbes magazine in 2018 as, quote, set to be the youngest ever self-made billionaire? And finally, 5B, who wrote Old Possum's Book of Practical Cats, the inspiration for Andrew Lloyd Webber's 1981 musical Cats? Who wrote Old Possum's Book of Practical Cats, the inspiration for Andrew Lloyd Webber's 1981 musical Cats? You've heard of it. Who wrote the source material? Right, only one more round to go. Listener, we haven't had a poetry round in ages. So let's get into a bit of meter reading. I've slightly changed the format for those who remember this round. It's all one piece this time rather than five short snippets of poems, but you're still filling in the blanks. I'll attempt here to read part of a Shakespeare soliloquy, but the occasional single word will be replaced by a question number. It will be obvious when that's happening. The answer to each question is what word you think originally went there, where the corresponding number now is. Let's see if this works. I'll be playing the role of Hamlet, finally. So just tell me the five missing words. Here we go. To be or not to be? That is the question. Whether it is
one
in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous
two
or to take arms against a sea of troubles and by opposing end them. To die, to sleep no more, and by a sleep to say we end the heartache and a thousand natural shocks that flesh is heir to. 'Tis a consummation devoutly to be wished. To die, to sleep,
three,
to dream. Aye, there's the
four.
For in that sleep of death, what dreams may come when we have
five
off this mortal coil must give us pause. There's the respect that makes calamity of so long life. Well, I hope that's cheered you up. Hamlet's sort of sad, isn't he? That's my observation about that text. Anyway, please feel free to rewind if you want another swing at that. Otherwise, let's do answers after this short interlude.
Sorry, Hans, wrong guess.
Would you like to go for double jeopardy where the scores can really change?
Hey, wouldn't it be cool and quirky of you to tell a friend about the Quiz Cupboard, if you think they'd like it? Also, follow / subscribe if you haven't already, and give me a nice review on Apple Podcasts or a rating on Spotify if you're so inclined. We are climbing that algorithm. I did pass the 1,000 followers mark on Spotify, which is amazing. I'm now pretty certain it's not just people I know listening, so thank you for being here. Next week's episode is Cupboard Dwellers Only, so patreon.com/quizcupboard is your destination for that. There's merch, I mean, just type Quiz Cupboard into your Yahoo search engine and you'll find what you want to find. And the email is quizcupboard@gmail.com if you want like a shout out or anything. I'll do that within reason. And hey, I appreciate you sitting through this bit in particular. Your reward is here, the answers. Round one, you'll remember, was broken karaoke machine. Let's hear these mashups again, or a little bit of, and I'll tell you the two songs you were trying to name. Number one.
I have this thing where I get older, but just never wiser.
And so what you were hearing there was the iconic riff to 99 Red Balloons and the opening lyrics to Antihero. So 99 Red Balloons by Nina, or whatever that is in German, who knows, nobody. And Antihero by Taylor Swift. I wanted the names of the songs for 1 point each. Well done if you got that. Number two.
Some people call me the space cowboy.
And so clearly your two answers there are Come Together and The Joker. Come Together, The Beatles. The Joker by Steve Miller Band, or just Steve Miller, as you were hearing there. Number three.
Oh, life is bigger. It's bigger than you, and you are not me.
Yeah, they're both in A minor, at least. You've got to give me that. The answers are Smooth Criminal and Losing My Religion. Obviously, that's not the original Smooth Criminal by Michael Jackson. That is Alien Ant Farm's very successful cover of that song. And Losing My Religion, R.E.M., of course. Number four.
Come to decide that the things that I cried will ruin my life is to get high on.
I don't know if you agree, but I think that was the hardest one out of the five. The answers are Walk Like an Egyptian and Snow, brackets. Hey-o. Walk Like an Egyptian, the Bangles was the backing track there. And yes, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Snow, Hey-o, was that vocal. We had the whole first verse there. Again, not one that really fits that well. I can do better. I promise I'll do better next time. Anyway, number five.
Clock strikes upon the hour and the sun begins to fade.
And you got that one, didn't you? The karaoke track for Girls Just Wanna Have Fun and the vocal of I Wanna Dance With Somebody. People wanna-ing stuff all over the place. Cyndi Lauper, Girls Just Wanna Have Fun. And Whitney Houston, of course, I Wanna Dance With Somebody, but the artists not mattering so much in this case. Names of songs. Well done if you got all 10 there. Hope you had fun listening to that one. Round two was second the best. Let's get into the weeds of this. Number one was the Friends characters mentioned most times in episode titles. Number one was Rachel here. So 1 point if you said Rachel. She's mentioned in 26 episode titles by my count. And number two is Ross. So if you said Ross for his 20 times mentioned in episode titles of Friends episodes, you get the 2 points. Remember, you only get one answer here, so 2 points the maximum. Well done if you said Ross. For your information, Joey's in 14 in third place. Chandler and Phoebe both have 10, and Monica lagging behind on only eight episodes with her name in the title. Poor old Monica. But yes, Ross or Rachel, the scoring answers there. Number two, the line of succession to the US presidency. So fairly obviously the vice president takes over first in case of emergency. So 1 point if you said the vice president and or, the name, which particularly at this moment is Kamala Harris. And second in line is the Speaker of the House of Representatives, to be exact. Currently a man named Mike Johnson, apparently. If you are listening in the future and you said who is to you the current Speaker of the House, well done. I'm not in the business of predicting who that will be. I gave up predicting who the next Speaker of the House is going to be years ago. But 2 points if you said Speaker of the House, 1 point if you said Vice President or whoever is in those roles at the time you are listening. Number three is highest ranks in the British Army. And number one is Field Marshal. That is 1 point worth of answer. The 5-star rank in the British Army. Apparently they don't actually wear stars on their epaulets, etc. But Field Marshal is at the top and General is number two. So 2 points if you said General, a rather general answer in itself. Third is Lieutenant General, then Major General, and then Brigadier. By far the poshest sounding job in the Army. Question four here was the clubs with the most European Cup and UEFA Champions League titles, the new name for the European Cup. in European soccer. And number one here is Real Madrid, far and away the leaders in this category with 14 of said trophies since 1956. The club of Di Stefano, Puskas, Zidane, Cristiano Ronaldo. Lots of greats have picked up a Champions League or European Cup trophy at Real Madrid. 1 point if you said them only. And 2 points if you said Milan or AC Milan specifically. We're not talking about Inter Milan, Internazionale here. Milan have won 7 times. The club of Rivera, Maldini, Van Basten, Kaká, etc. So 2 points if you said Milan, 1 for Real Madrid. Lagging only very slightly behind are Liverpool and Bayern München with 6 each, but not enough to topple Milan and Real Madrid. Number 5 was EU country, with the most British citizens living there in 2019, brackets, so a fair while ago now, but the most recent statistics I could get. Number 1 here is Spain. Famously, lots of British immigrants live there, 302,000 according to this count. And number 2 for 2 points is Ireland, the Republic of 293,000 British citizens living there. So 2 points for Ireland, 1 point for Spain in that question. Round 3 was our 2 clues for you to choose who round about famous people. For question 1A, I asked who became the first official monarch of Great Britain in 1707 when Scotland and England had a formal union, and who was played by Olivia Colman in The Favourite. And the answer then is Queen Anne. Anne is the name I'm looking for either 2 points if you got it straight away, or 1 point if you needed that film question to get it. A quick note about that first question. James VI and First was indeed king of both independent countries of England and Scotland a century earlier and called himself King of Great Britain. But that was what's known as a personal union rather than a political one, because they were not one country at the time. So the first official monarch of Great Britain, and I did specify the year, get off my back. But yes, James VI and First mentioned. Number 2 was who played Jackie Robinson and James Brown in some earlier film roles, and which Marvel star won the posthumous Golden Globe for Ma Rainey's Black Bottom? That is Chadwick Boseman, star of Black Panther, most prominently of all. But a very good, if far too short, career in films for Chadwick Boseman. 2 points or 1 point, again, up to you to mark yourself there. Number 3, the singer who is on the front of the Australian $100 note, and the stage name that comes from her home city, the second largest in the country. Well, that is Melbourne. The answer is Dame Nellie Melba. Nellie Melba, the opera singer from Australia there. Award yourself the points appropriately. Number 4, the second most followers of any woman on Instagram, apart from Selena Gomez, and who was set to be the youngest ever self-made billionaire. That has been disputed since by Forbes magazine itself. The answer is Kylie Jenner, though. Kylie Jenner, did you get the right star of the Kardashians? Did you know it from the first question? Well done either way. Number 5, then, the St. Louis, Missouri native poet, The Wasteland, The Hollow Men, the Nobel Prize in Literature, and who wrote the source material for Cats. That is T.S. Eliot. T.S. Eliot. Well done if you got him. And then round 4 was our Shakespeare soliloquy. I'm not going to put you through another reading of that. I will just tell you what words replaced each of those numbers that were shouted by the Thunderbirds announcer. In reverse order than usual. It's, first of all, it is nobler. So 2 points if you said nobler, whether it is nobler in the mind, blah, blah, blah. Number 2 was fortune. Slings and arrows of outrageous fortune. 2 points. Then there was a big chunk. And then number 3 was perchance. Perchance. To sleep, perchance, to dream. Was 3. Number 4 was the word rub. There's the rub. So 2 points if you said that. Well done. And lastly, when we have shuffled off this mortal coil, what a nice note to end on. 2 points for shuffled. And speaking of shuffling off, that's my cue to exit. I hope you've quizzed to your heart's content, and I'll see you non-subscribers in 2 weeks. You've got this. Bye-bye.